when did you feel like you needed to get involved with the blues, or when did the blues speak to you, maybe, is what I'm saying?
You know, I like a lot of kids in my generation, when I think a lot of the electric Chicago blues we got turned on to by the Rolling Stones. And, you know, there was a lot of British groups like the Yardbirds and the Animals and the Them. And, you know, there was, you know, after we fell in love with anything British, with the Beatles and the Stones and so many of the other bands, the British Invasion, with them came their love and appreciation of Chicago blues. And so a lot of American kids were turned on to it. And in the 60s, you know, bands like Paul Butterfield and Elvin Bishop and you know, an incredible explosion of appreciation for the blues. I got into it myself through soul music and Ray Charles, which I, you know, I loved Motown. I loved R&B of any kind. Country blues got me when I played the guitar since I was 9. I taught myself so I could be like Joan Baez. And then I loved Bob Dylan. And then I heard country blues when I was 14. On a record called Blues at Newport 63 on Vanguard Records, and that changed my life. And I just fell in love with the country blues. And so by the time I was in college, you know, I went to see Taj Mahal play at the Club 47 in Cambridge, and I just, this guy is taking it someplace else.